All right, we are back. Myself, my son Richard joining us as well. All right, Richard, I've got a car review that I'd like to squeeze in. This is a car that you did not get a chance to drive, although you've driven some of these in the past. And I drove a 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 4MATIC. That's their all-wheel drive, of course, SUV. This car retails out at $66,240, comes with a 2-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine, 255 horsepower, about 30 miles to the gallon. A very comfortable vehicle. In fact, Richard, I will say that my wife kept commenting on, how much is this vehicle again? And where do you get one of these? And bottom line, very nice vehicle, comfortable, quiet, handled in the adverse weather that we've got extremely well. And I will say that, and we were talking about this earlier, you and I, and it's nothing against some of the other brands that are out there, some of the other folks that try to compete on this level. There's just something about the interior, which is different than even other European models. There's something about the interior of a Mercedes-Benz that is just different than anything else.
Yeah, there's something about it that they and I think they would admit to this. They do luxury and some of the kind of other niceties in a car very, very well. And like you said, obviously I didn't get a chance to get in this one, but if it's like anything like some of the other models that we've driven, it's just, and folks, if you haven't driven a Mercedes, when you get in, it just feels different. It actually
does.
Takes a little bit of getting
used to things. And little things. And really quick, one of the things that they do, and it is a little bit of getting used to, because a lot of European manufacturers and even some American manufacturers put the windshield wiper on the lever right where the old automatic, you know, selector, gear selector shift, you know, the lever used to be, just like on an old automatic. That's where a lot of people put the wiper, you know, mechanism. Well, Mercedes-Benz, and for years have done this, they actually put the shifter. It is still in that now. It's electronic, so it's up for you reverse, down for forward, and in the middle is reverse, and you push the button on the end for park. And it's been that way for years, so once you get in a Mercedes, you kind of get used to it. Now, what I will say in doing that, Richard, is all of your windshield wiper stuff then comes over to the left-hand side, which is fine. A lot of folks driving American cars are used to that anyways. But the thing that it does, which I actually like, at first it's a little bit of getting used to, but they free up all that center console space for other things because you're not having to put a shift mechanism there.
Yeah, and like you said, the layout of it and the layout of a lot of these cars, they're getting different, Dad, and they're learning from, like you say, from some of their past and some of their future, too, with some of the EV type of stuff.
Correct.
But yeah, Dad, it's one of the little things that some people get in and like, wow, this is what Mercedes has done. Well, they've done that for a reason, right, to kind of free up some of the other space for a little bit more convenient controls when you don't have to occupy a significant portion of your center dash or whatever,
right,
it might be for a shifter or a gear selector. You can kind of free that space up to make it more accessible to use the air conditioning or use the radio or whatever.
Or make
it might
the
be.
Seats so. Just a little wider because you're not having to have even as wide of an area. I mean, again, there's all sorts of things they do to make a car that is frankly very competitive in its market. This is a fair size, I'd call this a mid-size 4-door SUV, a lot of room in the back behind the rear seat. I mean, this is a very capable vehicle for its segment. And quite frankly, a lot of folks are thinking, well, it's $66,000, that's really a high price. Not in that market segment, Richard, it's not. There's a lot of what I would call lower luxury cars that are as much or higher than this vehicle is and don't give you the creature comforts.
Well, and like you say, Dad, that market, you can actually get one of these, you know, these vehicles for under $50,000, depending
Correct.
On if you need the four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I was driving the high-end version of this car. So, yes, I mean, most of the press cars we get come with every single bell and whistle. This was the AMG version even. So, yeah, it's going to have everything on it, Richard, you can imagine. So, yes, to just get in this car in that segment for in the 50K price range, phenomenal.
It's really hard to beat. And like you said, and you and I talked about this earlier kind of off-air, when it comes to luxury, Mercedes is really hard to beat. Not only their look driving down the road, right? Very distinctive look, distinctive grills,
correct,
things of that nature, but the interior creature comfort. So again, folks, if you haven't been in a Mercedes, but you're like, you want an SUV, but on an overly large SUV, something that's got four-wheel drive for, again, what happened yesterday here in Colorado with, you know, between 4 to 8 inches, depending on where you're at, of snow that fell, this is definitely a car that should be at least in the conversation.
And I double-checked myself. It does come with all of the AMG add-ons, which in this case adds about $3,500 to the price. So to your point, Richard, you could get this car fully equipped for quite a bit less, and it's a great car. I highly recommend it if you're in that segment, in that market where you're looking. Again, for the price of this car, Richard, I can't go wrong. This was, you know, to me, this is sort of a 10 out of 10, the way it ran, the way it handles, the way it works. The power band, the mileage, you name it, the quietness of it, all of that put together. Again, you just can't go wrong with this vehicle at all. If you go out and drive one, please tell them, go to your Mercedes dealer, tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.